AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks are on the upswing after China's central bank cut a key interest rate to boost growth. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Chinese authorities are working hard to kind of right the ship. They cut interest rates, reserve requirements. They're using all their tools at their disposal, and they're quite substantive.
Even so, Zandi says people should stand pat when it comes to stock investments.
I don't think I'd make any major financial decisions based on ups or downs in this market.
Right now, the Dow is up 304 points. The NASDAQ has gained 115. The S&P 500 is up 33. Chester County, Pennsylvania, District Attorney Thomas Hogan says a man attacked a deputy sheriff with a knife in the lobby of a suburban Philadelphia courthouse before he was fatally shot by another deputy. David Whittison tells WPVI he was sitting outside the building.
I was sitting out here and I heard three gunshots. And so the cops come out, lock the building down.
Whittison says he saw a man who may have been the suspect and a police officer wheeled out on stretchers, too, waiting on ambulances earlier today. State Department's Office of Inspector General says senior staff at the U.S. Embassy in Japan, including Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, have used their personal email accounts for official business, including sending and receiving emails that contain sensitive but unclassified information. State Department spokesman John Kirby tells reporters.
This is a result of a routine inspection which the Inspector General conducts on embassies all around the world. And the goal is to do this every 5 years, working closely with embassy personnel to identify areas for improvement.
The findings come as the department continues to review thousands of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails that were sent and received through her private email account and server while she was Secretary of State. This is AP Radio News. More firefighters, some from Australia, are arriving to fight fires in Washington State and elsewhere in the West. Okanagan Fire spokesman Todd Pachota says more than 1,300 people are trying to contain the massive 400-plus square-mile fire in central Washington State.
This fire remains the number one priority fire in the United States.
The U.S. is in the midst of one of its worst fire seasons on record, with some 11,600 square miles scorched so far. That's the most acreage burned by this date in 10 years. Consumer confidence rebounds this month to its strongest reading in 7 months after July's sharp drop. Conference Board says consumer confidence increased to 101.5 in August, up more than 10 points from last month. 10-year-old boy who survived a night alone in the eastern Utah backcountry says he remembered the skills his dad taught him, curled up between the rocks before they warmed in the sun. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.